You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Before every examination, when New Zealand has to report on its international human rights obligations, there's always a list of issues prior to reporting, is what they're called,
right,
that is released. And that basically gives a list of questions and issues for the New Zealand government to respond to in writing for the committee prior to its examination. So we were aware of that when they were released. And that came up, and we were able to look at those and see what issues have come up and see what issues New Zealand needs to be responding to over the next year or so.
Did you kind of report to the United Nations? Like, how did this become from, you know, from the United Nations putting pressure on the New Zealand government?
How is the United Nations aware of this kind of issue?
Yeah.
So the committees will be aware of these things through a variety of channels. That includes civil society, so can include organisations like ourselves, Amnesty International New Zealand, as well as the committee just being aware of what's going on. People will keep an eye on the media. They'll be keeping an eye on kind of the current issues that are coming up in New Zealand. So they have a variety of ways that they source and collate this information. And also they use previous reports and previous examinations to kind of follow up on past issues as well. So yeah, there's a variety of methods, but civil society is able to submit on issues of importance for them.
Now that there's kind of being pressure put on the government that maybe, obviously there was pressure beforehand from the authors and also from a lot of New Zealand citizens. Now that there's sort of a larger pressure, if there is truth found in these claims in the independent inquiry, what would we see happen next?
Well, I think the first thing we need to look at is actually the government giving permission for an independent and impartial inquiry, because we can't talk to the veracity of those allegations as yet.
Right.
If there was any truth to those, then it would be kind of, it would be a question of where do we go to from here, because any allegations of war crimes obviously are very serious. So at this stage, the importance of this question being posed to New Zealand, the New Zealand government, is that it's pressure being put on the government to show the measures it's taking to ensure a fully independent and impartial investigation.
Right.
Because certainly we've been very concerned that although the government has put these issues to rest by saying that there has been a prior investigation, the fact that the New Zealand Defence Force is investigating its own conduct is certainly not independent or impartial enough for this type of issue. So I think that's the important thing that we can take away from here, is that the New Zealand government needs to be given permission for there to be an inquiry to determine whether war crimes have been committed, and then following on from that, whether the New Zealand has responsibility for those crimes.
And if they were to do an independent and impartial inquiry, would this kind of be made public to New Zealand citizens, or is this sort of kept behind closed doors?
I think that would be depend on the nature of the inquiry. I mean, certainly we would, if it's going to be independent and impartial, knowledge is very important in those types of matters, so the New Zealand public needs to be aware of what's going on. But I think the mandate of the commission would be something that would be discussed once an inquiry is put into place. But I would certainly say that it would be important for New Zealand and the New Zealanders to be knowing what's actually happening behind closed doors, like you're saying.
And how are you guys sort of going to be involved in this or be keeping an eye on this?
Well, certainly we will be keeping this on our radar as it is a very important issue. When it comes to things linking back to the United Nations Committee, the Committee Against Torture, at a later stage, once the report, New Zealand has written its report, civil society is able to submit on that.
Right.
So you may see other organisations also comment on New Zealand's answers, and that's something that we can certainly look into as well, because those reports, they're called shadow reports, from civil society are taken on board by the committee and inform them of the view in New Zealand as well to those experts on the committee.
Is there sort of a date or like a time constraint on when they have to have this report done? Or
yes, so the report is due approximately in May 2019. The examination is, the date of the examination is not actually available yet, but it would be approximately maybe 2020. No, it's often maybe like a year later.
Yeah.
And before that time, civil society is able to submit their own shadow report up to a particular date, and right. that those dates will be listed on the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights website to allow civil society to make sure that they're hitting the deadline correctly. Is it really the New Zealand government owes it to New Zealand's international reputation and to the military themselves, the men and women that represent us overseas, to remove any shadow of a doubt about our military conduct?
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.